post lockdown number six.
Number six?
I don't know. How many times have we been locked down?
We've been locked down 3.5 times.
Post lockdown 3.5.
Stardate log 5463.
We're headed towards a crash. No, man. Anyway, episode
73.
Eagle Wound Vice.
You've got a real attitude problem, McFly. You're a slacker.
Da-da-ba-ba-da-da.
Hey. How are you?
I'm good. Yeah. There was a definite energy in the city the other day, though. Like, it was the first day of...
It was the Friday night.
It was.
Mm-hmm.
And, no, it was the whole day. It was the whole day on Friday. It was the whole day. It's like people were out in the patios and people were walking around and...
It's because they didn't get outside until like 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, well, whatever. I was driving around and I had my window rolled down and I actually had music on and I was doing my Uber thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I was just in a good mood. It just, there was a nice positive energy in the city, which I think is a good thing. And I haven't felt that in a while. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it was definite hopefulness rather than a... trepidation, whereas before people were like, okay, I kind of want to go enjoy this, but I don't know, and is this going to have ramifications? Whereas this time it feels more positive, that people are like cautiously optimistic as I am.
Yeah, well, it felt more natural almost.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense? I don't know. Like, I remember we were talking about Oh, everybody talks about how it's just like, how are we going to get back to normal? I don't know if everything's ever going to be normal again. You'd be fucking surprised how fast it gets back to normal. Like, once people stop getting, like, sick and stuff. Well, you know what I mean? Like, say the cases go down and the vaccinations are all out there. And it's just like, you're still going to get, like, cases and stuff like that. But people might miss a few days of work from it, that type of thing.
They're not going to fucking die.
Yeah, and stuff like that. Things will get back to normal pretty quick. Because even just over the weekend, I worked all weekend. And I was in the city, driving through the city all weekend. And it felt normal.
That's good.
You know what I mean? Even when I got out of the van, even though I was wearing a mask and I had to, like, still be cautious and stuff. Like, I wasn't being all, like, fucking hey,
yeah, you weren't know? Licking people.
No, but just, like, going into the restaurants and stuff like that. Because I'm doing the Uber thing again. That's the second time I said that. But, you know, and it's just, it felt good. It was nice. It was cool. I like it. And I just think, well, the time will tell.
Mm-hmm.
But I think this time is going to be different just because of all the vaccinations. And the numbers were getting lower anyway. So
I think we'll know by probably like next weekend if there's any sort of like...
Well, like...
How long does it take? What's the incubation?
I don't know.
Gestation period.
I'm not 100% sure.
Mm.
But... It's like, of course there's going to be a bit of a spike based off of, like, what the numbers are. Like, I think they said today it's, like, it was under 500 in Ontario, which is really,
there's
really...
There's a lot of people in Ontario.
Which is really, really good, you know what I mean? But we just opened up, and of course there's going to be a bit of a spike from our number today because people are more out. But as long as it doesn't get to a point where the hospitals get overrun again...
Yeah.
Then fuck it. You know what I mean? Let's just keep going. I say just keep going. And just, I don't work at the hospital, so I don't know how overrun they were when it first hit. and I feel for them, but it's just, it's time to just push through this a little, you know, because if you survive.
Yeah, I don't know how much more insane I can get. Yeah. I need to be able to go out and do stuff.
Yeah.
For my own mental well-being.
Well, I just, you know, I think the local businesses should open. Because that's,
you know. Yeah, they're hurting so bad.
I know, it's true. And I think people need to just get the, I don't know. I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to enjoy it while it lasts, and I'm going to be as safe as I can.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to take advantage of the opportunities of going to sitting on a patio, which we did.
Saturday night.
And having, I had some wings, and I had a couple of beers.
It was glorious.
And it was awesome. Felt great. I didn't talk to anybody. Like, I didn't interact with any fucking, like, unwashed, masked fucking strangers.
Yeah, we just plunked ourselves down on a patio, had a couple beers, had something to eat. Were welcomed back very jovially by the staff, and yeah. It was lovely.
Yeah, it was good. We just went to the clock tower.
Yeah.
Which is local, isn't it?
It's Ottawa-based. It's an Ottawa franchise, I believe.
Well, that's local.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is it local? It's Ottawa-based. Okay.
I answered your question.
Well, you did. Yeah, it was fun. And it's like right across the street from your house.
Mm-hmm.
So we didn't have to venture down the sidewalks and jump in an Uber and go somewhere and shit like that. So, but that's once in, that's the first time we've done that in months and months. So mm-hmm. It's just like, and we didn't do it again last night, and I'm actually making dinner because I decided to actually take a day off.
Hmm.
Because now I work 7 hours a day. I work 7 hours a fucking day.
You monster.
No, because now I work 7 days a week and like 14 hours a day.
That's insane.
It's not, though, because it's smart. It's smart because I have the opportunity to make a ton of money now.
Mm-hmm.
Right now. So I have to take advantage of it. Won't be forever. I'm not going to work these hours forever because shit never works out that way. Either one, I'll die.
You'll fucking burn out.
But just with my, like, I'm juggling two jobs, but one of the jobs that we know of. What?
Nothing. Crusty juggler.
Oh. One of the jobs obviously could be coming to an end, but it hasn't yet. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to cram it all in and make as much money as I can, because over the last year, I was so friggin' broke and down and sad and fucking depressed and just gave up. I was just, fuck it. Fuck it. I know we've covered this before and shit, but now I have opportunity, like, to just really dig in for a few months and fucking just bank some money. So when winter comes, you know what I mean? I can take it a little bit easy. We'll see. But yeah. I don't know. I was thinking about maybe even just like when that other job fizzles out, which I got confirmation today. I'm not going to probably be staying there much longer.
Yeah.
Solely because they won't be paying me anymore.
Ugh.
But that's a whole other fucking conversation.
Kettle of fish.
Yeah. And I don't know. I was thinking about maybe I could take a course.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, I'd stay with Uber because Uber's super flexible because I can do it whenever I want.
Oh, you mean you'd finally take those English lessons?
Yeah. Well, with my status in the Uber now, I'm a diamond status because I'm like a... There used to be a wrestler in WCW, I believe, or AWA, but Scott Hall. Yeah, Scott Hall, Razor Ramon. One of his first gimmicks. Well, he was Big Scott Hall, but then he was in WCW. He was the Diamond Stud.
Oh.
So that's me now. And with my Diamond Stud
status
rewards,
mm-hmm.
I get free English lessons.
That's, you know what? As humorous as we find that, I think that's actually really cool of Uber.
Yeah. Wonder where they are. You probably have to like log on to some like sketchy fucking website and do it yourself learning. It's not like you sit down in this like super posh classroom and they say,
well, no, it's
a bonjour.
It's probably all digital and shit. Yeah. It's probably like a Duolingo kind of thing.
Yeah. You get three English lessons. You get 72 hours free on learnenglish.com. And then after that, it's $19.99 a month if you would like to continue. And you're like, I was almost learned.
Almost learned.
Yeah, see? You didn't exactly learn, right? You
just, no.
I learned almost. I pay. I pay.
Terrible.
Yeah. Take it out of my wages. Well, you don't need to learn how to speak English on this job. Well, it would probably help to honestly, you don't need to speak English on this job. On you Uber? Because with the app, it pops up.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to read, like, if, say it says, everyone can read McDonald's, doesn't matter what the writing is, but or languages, but say it's like Big Joe's Crab Shack, that which is like a local business. You just kind of look at it, and you look at the number, 631 something. Can't read that, but I know it's a 631, and Uber will take you there. Like, literally, you just follow the app to the front door.
True.
And then you say the number, 123. They give you the food, then...
Or even if you don't say it, you literally just... I've had so many phones thrust in my face being like, order.
Yeah.
And you just have to read it off the phone and be like, okay.
Maybe they're striving for diamond, so they don't have to...
That would be great.
Just thrust it in your face. Because I strangely try and talk to Uber guys when we're standing outside, like a restaurant.
You're schmoozing?
And, well, I'm just like, hey, so how's it going? Oh, very good. Very good. Like that day, the remember when I thought the app was screwed up because the orders weren't dropping properly?
Right.
The orders were dropping fine, but my money wasn't tallying because on the Uber app, there's a little box on the top and it shows you, like, it tallies how much you're making during the course of the day. So if you do one delivery and it's like $5, it'll be like, when you start off, obviously, in the morning with 0.00. And then you do one delivery, it's $5. It'll bloop, bloop, little awesome noises. It's just like a casino. It's just like winning fucking money at a casino.
It's a video game.
Yeah, it's like the one-armed bandit at the casino. You pull the handle, you're just looking ding, for the ding, triple sevens.
Ding, bring.
Yeah, and so anyway, and I did like five deliveries and my tally was still at zero.
And how very upsetting.
I was like, what's going on here? I was like, I got to call somebody. I got to talk to somebody. Where's the number? And I'm looking up the number, and I actually tried calling Uber. And it just, I got the automated thing, and I tried to, like, press the buttons. Press one, press two for this, press two for that. And it was like, deep, deep, boo, to do. All our attendants are busy right now. And I just.
Because I'm sure all the techs were calling. And then, what the fuck?
Yeah. So I ended up hanging up and I ended up calling later. And the fucking. It didn't even go to the automated number or the automated voice. It was just a busy signal. Remember a busy signal from back in the day? And I was like, fuck. But anyway, getting back to my talking to other drivers, I was standing out somewhere. I can't remember. And it was at the Wendy's food truck right off Riverside there.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, hey, man, you having problems with the app today? He's like, very slow, bud, or bro, very slow. And I said, yeah, your order's dropping? He's like, I think I've done 10. I've gotten like two of them. I said, so it's everybody. Oh, everybody. And I was like, okay.
Yeah, it's wild sometimes, actually. I've been at Gong Fu and we'll have problems with the app on our end where stuff isn't coming through or it's been really slow or like some sort of bullshit. And the Uber drivers, when they come up, will talk to them. They're like, are you having problems with the app? They're like, yeah, it's like stuff isn't showing up or it's really laggy or it's like stuff like that. And we actually have like a little network of dudes that we'll talk to about the app being like, how is it for you tonight? Because we know you're out there on these nights. And if you're having problems, we're having problems.
It's a really weird employment because technically I'm an independent contractor, so I'm not employed to anybody. I'm just doing Uber is using me to do their work basically.
Yes.
So there's no one really there. Like I said, when I told you when I signed up for this thing, I had to go to YouTube and watch videos to figure out. I was like, okay,
what the fuck
I'm ready to go. What do I do? And there's no one, there's no boss, there's no old Larry up in the go ask Larry, your supervisor. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, there ain't no Larry, so you have to figure it out yourself and just kind of fucking, like, it's pretty, now that I've done it, and I've done it for, like, over a month, it's so simple. But at first, it's really intimidating because you're like, oh, I don't know. What if I screw up and this and blah.
Yeah, you have that panic. You have the new job panic just like anybody else does.
Yeah, yeah. But it's just like when the app kind of starts screwing up, when I did 5 calls and I was looking at 0, I didn't know what to do. Like, I was just like, do I keep working? Should I keep working?
Yeah.
Like, what if, and even if like, say I do these calls and it never drops, it just doesn't register, like, who do I talk to try to get paid? You know what I mean? Like, it's strange.
It's
that
a
way.
Faceless organization.
Yeah.
And it's all based, all the financial transactions, at least as a consumer, are based out of Amsterdam for tax reasons.
Interesting. That's like all the U-Haul trucks are licensed in Illinois. Or, no, Arizona. I think it's Arizona. If you ever go, yeah, I can't remember what it is, but if you ever see a U-Haul truck anywhere, look at the license plate and it's always from like Arizona.
Really?
Yeah, for some, it doesn't matter where the fuck you pick it up or where it comes from, it always has a
fucking, some sort of licensing legal
something.
Like,
I watched a documentary on U-Haul.
Fucking why?
It was interesting. It was fucking interesting. Yeah, but speaking of U-Haul, I was on the road doing the Uber thing. Mm-hmm. And I jumped on the highway and there was a fucking crazy traffic jam. And it was just, it was like 3 in the afternoon. And it was just like, what the fuck is going on? Because I'm so used to like the
just
roads,
motoring.
The roads being so clear during like lockdown and stuff like that. So it was just like, and this was on the weekend. So everything was open. And I was like, oh, this is what I'm going to have to deal with from now on. Right. Just like fucking crazy gridlock traffic because everybody's out. But no. As we got closer, it was right by Woodruff, and I was going west, or east. Yeah, east on the Queensway, and everything got condensed to one lane, and you see all the fire trucks and the fucking cop cars just flying down the side of the road. Yeah.
Exciting.
And people were getting off on Woodruff, and I said, nah, I gotta see what's going on. Like, you just, I'm in it now, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, I can see where the lights are, and once you see the lights that are up the road, you're like, okay, it's close, so it's right there. And
I get to rubberneck.
Yeah, what was on the, well, I wasn't going, it was just inching, so I had time to actually watch, right? I wasn't like that one guy who was slowing up traffic, I was just stuck in slow traffic, so. And it was 2 U-Hauls. One U-Haul was pulled ahead and it was pulling a car on a trailer.
Mm-hmm.
And the other U-Haul was completely on fire. Well, it was on.
I'm not laughing at misfortune, but that is.
It was on fire, though, because the whole like cab, like the engine and where you sit and all that shit was just absolutely fucking burnt
basically
out.
Basically anything that wasn't storage was on fire.
Yeah, and the cops were still spraying water on it. So it was like steaming and fucking dripping
shit.
Wet and black. Yeah. And at the back, like the fire, 2 firemen were like spraying the front, and in the back, other firemen were unloading the furniture.
Oh my God.
Out of the back, like right onto the side of the Queensway.
That's very good of them.
Well, I think it's, yeah, I guess so. Try to save people's stuff, but.
Yeah. That's your worldly possessions. Moving.
And there was like, I think, guess the owners of the U-Haul, they were way, way off into the side of the road because it was down in this grassy part. It was, I think it was like where Woodruff and whatever. Anyway, they were out on the grass and they were just kind of sitting there and the cops were talking to them and they were just watching their shit burn.
Oh my God.
Fucking U-Haul.
Well, I showed you the picture and I told you the story of the time my sister's car burst into flames on the fucking 401.
Yeah.
She was driving she sort of inherited it. My grandmother's powder blue K car.
Oh, those are reliable fucking cars.
And they are. And I think it was like an 84. It was either an 84 or like an 86. And she had been driving this thing around because it was a reliable vehicle and it was cheap to, you know, maintain and whatever. And she was on this ride from, I guess, Whitby or Toronto or wherever she was at the time to Kingston. And on the way back, it started smoking and she pulled over to the side of the road because she's like, oh, this is bad. Called my mom and my mom was like, grab everything out of the driver's side carrier or whatever the fuck. The
glove box.
Glove box. grab everything out of the glove box, and my sister just looked at the car.
Or a compartment in some parts of the world.
The glove box, she looked at it, and the whole fucking thing was on fire, and she's like, yeah, I'm not going to do that.
No, fuck no. No, you get out.
But she took pictures of it, and it was the coolest shit, and I was just like, tell me you got one selfie of you walking, standing in front of the fucking car on fire. She's like, no, I didn't.
Did they ever figure out why it caught on fire? It just overheated
something? I don't think they did an autopsy on the car. I think they were just like, that car was old as balls. It's on fire now.
Yeah. I don't know why a car would do that. I'm not a mechanic, so I guess it just gets really hot. It overheats, and then I don't know if it's
old oil or oil.
Yeah, because there's gasoline through the motor and oil and all that shit. That's all fucking combustible, right? Or it'll burn. So I guess, yeah, spark, you know. And then there's like the belts and the hoses, which will catch up. And remember, Mike told us too. You know what burns in a car?
Mm.
The tires.
Mm-hmm.
That's why the car stays burning, because once the tires, like the rubber of the tires,
yeah,
get hot enough, they light up and they'll burn for fucking hours.
Springfield Tire Fire.
Yeah, yeah.
It'll go on forever.
Yeah, that's I remember he told me that once. He said it's the tires that keep a car like burning forever.
Yeah,
because engine, it's all metal, right? You figure once all the combustible shit's like burnt up, it's just like metal. Metal won't just stay on fire. So,
no, it'll burn up. Like what you've got are like the seats and the interior and
yeah,
oils and what have you.
Yeah, just like the front of the car. But anyway, yeah. So fuck, shitty luck. Don't hire U-Haul. And if it's bonging, bing bong, bing bong, pull over. You know what I mean? Don't just like, we can make it.
Yeah.
I wonder where they were going. I wonder if they were going to Ottawa. I wonder if they were leaving Ottawa. Maybe they're, I don't know. Who cares? Fuck them. That's too bad. Too bad for you guys. Oh, you know what happened with Uber too? I got a complaint, my first complaint. Yeah. I kind of figured it out though. I figured it out because going based off what you said off the nameless, faceless kind of company, it's like, it comes in. I'm so used to dealing with the public one-on-one because I'm always, like with my other job, I'm like face-to-face with them. So if there's a complaint, I know where it comes from. I know what it said. I know what how it's dealt with. And it's like almost a personal thing. You know, that mm-hmm. guy was in my house and he said this and blah, blah, blah. And then the company says, well, why did you do this for? And you need to fucking blah, blah, blah. But that guy, the guy who complained with Uber. So anyway, the message I got from Uber is that there was the customer not accused me, but had given me a thumbs down and marked, I guess, for a reason why. You know, when something comes up, it could
yes.
be late driver, you know,
unprofessional,
rude driver,
rude,
and
there's one for
tampering.
Yes.
So he just clicked the tamper. It's like in my brain. And so, and that's, it automatically generates like a, not a complaint, but a negative review, which goes to Uber and they send you the thing. Oh, hello, this is Jarvis from Uber, you know?
Yeah.
And this is what's happened and blah, blah, blah. So, but for me, I was thinking like, oh my God, this guy got his shit and he fucking called Uber and he was complaining and he was like, yeah.
No, it's literally a press of your thumb
he just,
on the screen.
He chose an icon of what,
yes.
what he was upset about.
Yeah. He may, and it, honestly, with the way that works, like that could have been an accident. That could have been just like the closest thing to the truth that he could say. Like the truth could have been like, it looks like it was packed really shitty.
It's Five Guys. If anyone from Five Guys is out there, you need to teach your employees how to properly seal something because that's bullshit.
Yeah. So it could have been something as simple as like, the bag was put together shittily and
yeah.
the closest complaint, like the closest, like listed complaint he
exactly.
can make is it looks like someone fucked with it.
Yeah.
Where that could have been all the way back at the store because someone was just like,
yeah.
And then just sealed it up.
Well, I think,
really
I think cause I looked into my thing a bit and I think the actual, the icon is damaged/tampered.
Yes.
So it could have just been a rip in the bag where the fries were coming out the bottom
yeah,
or something.
Yeah, yeah.
That type of thing.
Or like something like fucking fell over in the bag and it was all shitty. It's just yeah. like,
I don't know. I whatever.
You can't take that shit personally.
No, no. Or this guy was just like fucking around, just trying to get free shit because people are. That's what I said. I sent you a text. I'm like, people
are scum.
Scum. They are scum.
Yeah.
You know, you don't want to pay for your $6 cheeseburger, so you put my job at risk.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
what a fucking dickhole.
Go fuck yourself. And, you know, I'm not the nicest guy in the world, but I would never fuck with somebody's food.
But you're professional.
Well, it's common sense, and it's just having a little bit of respect. Like, I use the goddamn...
It's having, like, even a modicum of morals. Like, you're not going to fuck with something somebody's going to eat.
Of course. Like, that's horrible. Like, we use Uber Eats all the time, and you trust the system.
Yeah.
And, you know, that would be the worst thing in the world, to have something show up at your door, and there's, like, a fucking bite out of it or something.
Yeah. So there's already a straw in your drink, and it's got, like, saliva fucking on the tip.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
Anyway, but I would just never do it. Like, I couldn't.
No.
I couldn't do it, yeah. So, whatever, man. Like, and then I responded to the email, and I wrote them back. I said I'd never do that. You know, I have my insulated bag, and I take the job, you know, seriously, and... Whatever.
Yeah.
It's like, I hope this doesn't happen again. And I said, I'll double my effort to make sure, like, before I pick the food up, that it's sealed properly at the store, at the restaurant. And now I've actually told people, like, gone in, especially Five Guys. I did a Five Guys yesterday. And what they do is they just fold the top of the bag, beep, and they put one sticker on it so the sides are all, like, open.
Yeah.
And I asked the guy, I said, can you put more stickers on that? And he's like, yep. And you put it on, and it's just this flimsy bag. It's a big old tall bag, and there's just, like, one cheeseburger in the bottom.
Yeah.
But they can't be bothered because it's just like, no, I work at Five Guys, and I don't give a shit about anything.
Well, yeah, probably because they're probably paid, like, minimum wage, if anything.
Fuck, whatever. It's a job. Do it. If you're going to do a job, try and do it properly. Doesn't matter what you get paid. You applied.
It doesn't matter what you get paid?
I've been through the fucking ringer with my job. I still do my job professionally. Both jobs. If you don't like it, you quit or you find a way out.
Yes.
But when you're there, if you decide to get up in the morning and you go to work, you still have to fucking do your job properly.
What if that guy's like, I've already put in my 2 weeks. Fuck this place.
Well, then he's a selfish prick because he's dealing with other people's fucking other people's employment because there's like middle people that he has to think of.
All right.
What were you trying to get at? You're trying to tell me that I go to work and I just half-ass it?
No. God, no.
Well, what were you trying to get at?
No,
what was your
point saying
there?
That...
You perked up pretty hard there.
No, I'm saying that there's a lot of jobs where people don't get paid enough to give a shit. Hmm. Where people are... Like, you can't have unions or whatever, and you're getting paid, like, barely minimum wage. And it's just sort of like, but we still expect peak performance from you. And it's just like, you're not fucking paying for peak performance. You're paying for some body to be there and go through the motions. And you don't pay me enough to give a shit. Mm-hmm. That's how I feel about
well, then
minimum wage.
Those people, yeah, well, it's just like, I don't know. I with my jobs, it's like my first job or in this industry, I was making good money and I did my job the same, like a certain way. Then I lost that job and I got this new job and I'm not getting paid the same, but I still do the work the same.
Mm-hmm.
I can't not do the work. I can't go into someone's house and just be a fucking slack-jawed loser because that reflects on me. I wouldn't be able to do that.
No, you have standards.
Yeah. It's not like I have no complaints at my work. I have no nothing. I leave work and all I do is complain about my work and complain about the pay, because I want to get paid more for what I'm worth, because I'm worth more because fucking whatever. And plus, I have a big brother looking over my shoulder someday. Well, might have to look back on what I'm doing and it will reflect. If I blow it now, then what's the fucking point? Anyway, all you're doing is bagging burgers. You can fucking, you know, you don't have to care. You don't have to care, but you can put enough effort in to make someone else smile before they eat their burger. You fucking lowlife piece of shit. Like, fuck, man. You burger fucking can't even package a burger.
Burger punk.
And
son
I get
of a
in
bitch.
Trouble. But then I get in trouble. Fuck you. Anyway.
Should we play a song?
Yeah.
Thank you.
came here to wake with you at dawn, with no understanding of any wrong, to lay with you for endless nights, and trade the wreckage for the lights. A hazel eyed, strong-willed, brown-haired girl. So hold tight to break free. Well, you've got all of me. If you want it that way, take me in, I'll be good to you, baby. Do my damnedest to make mistakes but once. Pages to moon until they're gone. Let the wind carry the ashes on. Trade wind somewhere else is all and everything we need to make that dawn. So hold tight to break free. You've got all of me.
I got a question for you.
All right.
Or a topic for you. Here's a topic. Homeless people with pets. Go.
I don't know. I have heard that dogs especially can be very good for those without homes because they offer protection and companionship. But I don't know enough about the subject to really comment.
Well, what's your opinion?
That I hope animals keep people honest, in that the money that they get from things goes towards taking care of their companions, and that it keeps them from indulging in other things that make take up lots of money.
That's it. That's what you got.
That's the best I've got. I hope animals are good for people.
I think it's bullshit.
I know you do.
I think it's fucking bullshit. And I see these two people in particular. There's this dude on, I think it's Riverside Drive or Bank Street. I don't know. I can't remember. He's got 3 full-grown fucking dogs.
Mm-hmm. He lives right near me.
Yeah, and there's this other guy who is on the corner, or is on the intersection of fucking MacArthur and the Vanier Parkway, and he has 2 cats, a black and white cat that he keeps in a cage on the boulevard in the middle of the fucking intersection.
That's not okay.
See, it's not okay. It's not okay at all, because these animals, you know what I mean? Like, I understand your point of like, oh, animals, you know, they supply these people with, like, company, companionship, and protection.
Mm-hmm.
What does the fucking dog get out of it? You know what I mean? Like, it's just like, this person, whoever this person is, has made certain choices in his life, whether they're good or bad, or they're against his, you know, maybe he came on some hard luck and this just happened to him.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But why do you have to put an animal through that? You know what I mean? Like, he's not that those dogs, three dogs, the guy can't even feed himself. He's literally begging for change on a street corner, and he has three, these are big dogs. Like, we're talking like labs, maybe.
Shepherd mixes.
Yeah, like 80 pound labs.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Those dogs need to eat.
They do?
In a day. This guy's begging for fucking change on the side of the road. One time I drove by there, those three, and all those dogs do is just lay there. Have you seen them?
Yes, I have.
They just lay there on their sides in the fucking sun. He puts like a tarp over them. And one day I saw a fucking box of milk bones beside them. That's not fucking food. That's like, hey, what would you like for dinner? All I want to eat is Sour Patch Kids. Well, it says kids on it, so I guess they're good for kids. You know what I mean? What happens if one of those dogs gets sick?
I don't know.
Nothing. He's just going to sit there and suffer? Do you know what I mean? Or are you just going to surrender him? Oh, well, here you go. I'm done with this one. It's not, you know. And then there's that guy with the cats. Cats. Fucking, you put them in a cage. And he, like a carrier, like a pen thing. In the middle of a busy intersection, these two fucking cats are in there. And he's got this blanket over the top to keep the sun off them. Like when it was the plus 30 day.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, sure, yeah, you keep the sun off them, but there's absolutely zero breeze and they're completely draped in fur and you're begging for change on the street corner. Man, some people's hardships I feel for, I do, and it's tough that they're in that position, but some people bring that hardship upon themselves, whether it be bad choices, whether it be drug addiction. But why? Should you bring an animal down as well? Why do they have to suffer for your fucking... Why do they have to suffer your misery? You know, and swear to God, if you're using those animals as a sympathy thing to get more money that you're going to spend on, you know, like what you were talking about, then someone needs to step in and fucking take those animals... Those animals deserve a better existence.
Hmm.
You know, a human being has choices. He can make choices. They can make choices. They can try to either fucking better themselves, or they can just wallow, not even wallow, or they can keep going in the situation they're in forever.
Mm-hmm.
They have the choice to do that. Animals don't. They follow blindly. That with nothing but compassion and love. Animals, no different, especially domesticated animals like cats and dogs.
Yes.
They rely on you. And that is so fucking unfair of that person. Sure, there is buddies, there is companions and everything. Those animals deserve a choice, like a better life that they don't have the choice to have. That's my opinion on it. And I think it's wrong. And I think those animals should be taken from those people. And sheltered and then adopted or like...
go to forever homes.
Yes, given to... Fostered for a while and then given to proper homes where they can run around, where they can live like a normal life, be fed, be watered properly, not be stuck in a fucking cage in the middle of an intersection while your owner's out begging for change. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's not the cat's fault. And I'm not going to feel sympathy for the person in this aspect of his or her situation. I have no sympathy for him in this point, in this part. It's like, and you cannot budge my opinion. I'm sorry for your what's going on in your life, but you need to not have these animals.
Mm-hmm.
Period. And you would you cannot budge my opinion on that. That's what I had to say. Like, I don't understand why that guy just doesn't look at these cats laying lifeless, like just because they have nothing to do but lay there. And look at them and be like, this might not be the best life for these cats.
What if they were his cats before it all went shit?
Well, then he should care enough to fucking not bring him through the shit with him. And obviously he had cats before, maybe prior he had a house, maybe he had some sort of fucking, you know, foundation.
Stability,
foundation, so he knows fucking better. some weird sentiment like, oh, they're all I have left. Man, you're going to kill them. All you have left, you're selfish. Like, this is my heartstrings. You're going to just watch them fucking overheat in a cage in the middle of fucking the Vanier Parkway? Like, I don't understand that. I don't understand it. I leave Thomas when, because I've been working like 14 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
I leave him, and near the end of the, like, I am fucking riddled with pet guilt. Because
mm-hmm.
I put myself like he's a human being, like in my mind, like he's sitting at home at the stairs looking at the door. And I always say that to you. I always say, Thomas must think I've abandoned him.
Oh,
he's at home going, I'm abandoned. That's how I put my, you know, maybe I'm the crazy one. Take that term, however, but whatever. Maybe I'm fucking off my, you know, my common sense. But I think that's the thing. If I was in a situation where I had to be gone literally for, say I found this perfect job I couldn't turn down and I was gone 6 days a week and I was only going to be home one day a week, I wouldn't keep him. I'd find better accommodations for him.
Yeah?
I'd have to.
No, I'm not fighting you. I'm asking.
At first I'd look internally, like within my friends, can anyone take my cat in and like and foster my cat? Maybe it won't be forever. And if nobody can do it, then I'd go to the Humane Society and I'd be like, I can't take care of this cat properly. Please help him. Please find him a good home.
Hmm.
That's a worst case scenario. Mm-hmm. Of course that is. But I, you know, like I always tell him, I work 14 hours a day, 14 hours a day, 7 days a week, so he can eat a fucking $40 bag of cat food a week. Anyway, I just, people, you know, you can, I know there'd be ton of like debate saying, well, you know, that's kind of, you have to, no, you can't budge me on it. I am unbudgeable on my opinion on that. Maybe because I care about animals in general more than I care about people.
Yeah.
Because I honestly do, because people have a choice. Like I people have a choice. Animals don't have a choice. We choose what happens to animals.
We do.
Whether
they're domesticated animals, yes.
Even wild animals. We choose if they live or die.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Unfortunately.
So I just think it's fucked up. Anyway, so I just, you know, I think for me, it just, I feel so bad for those two cats and I feel so bad for those three dogs.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it is. It breaks my heart.
I've actually fed those three dogs.
You should.
I've given them dog treats.
You should steal them.
Where would I put them?
In the middle of the night. You take them to some, you do your research prior and you take them to some dog sanctuary where they can be protected and nurtured and ran. You'd throw balls, pull ropes,
mm-hmm.
belly scratches.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Not lay on a fucking dirty old mat with a fucking waterproof blanket over top of you for 12 hours a day in the hot sun.
Yeah.
God damn it. I'm getting all fired up. I don't know. That's just how I feel about that. And if I could do something, I tried. And it doesn't mean I'm going to stop either.
Mm-hmm.
But last time I... but I have to be careful because I know myself and I get carried away in those situations. Because the last time I was confronted with it, I literally got out of the... Like, I was going to drive up to him and talk to the dude.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Like, I can't. I get so mad. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to fight the guy or hurt the guy. I just want to, like, try and talk some sense in his head. I want to make him feel bad for what he's doing. Oh, God. I'm sorry. I'm getting all fired up. It's too... This is what I've become. I just... Fucking man. I just... God damn it.
You have an incredible amount of empathy for animals. And I
do. It's
appreciate
just,
that, and I respect it.
My feeling for animals has never changed. It's always been that way. Always. As long as I've been alive, ever since I was a little kid. It's my feelings for people that's been so altered in the last 15 years. You know what I mean? I used to love like hanging out.
You get jaded.
Yeah, I used to love like hanging out and fucking meeting people and being friends and going to places. And it's just, I just can't. I don't know if it's the older I get or just the more twisted up the world gets.
I'm sure it's a combination.
The more available social media is to see people and to hear people and to read what they think and to read what they say and then to see them out, you know, like people who just like base their whole life off like status and money and, you know, and they're renting in some Ottawa housing unit, yet they're driving around a fucking Audi. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
it's just like, it's just like, cause this is how I want to present myself as some rich fucking super high status kind of thing. Cause that's what, you know, and it's all about with dudes, like with the fucking bros, it's all about like getting laid and picking up chicks and looking fucking
gross,
hot and fucking bro this and bro that. And I don't know, man. I grew up in a time where people were just, I'm sure we've always been that way, but people were just fucking chill, like laid back, you know what I mean? Like kind of cool people. That's why I like the punk rock scene. It's like, because we're all a bunch of losers, you know what I mean? Who aren't, I'm sure there's some punk rock posturing, for sure.
Oh, 100%. It's still a very, like, boys town. It's still hard to get ladies in punk rock.
Yeah.
It can be a little bit of an exclusive club, even though it says it's, you know, against the grain inclusive.
I don't know. I don't get it. I don't get the fucking giant gold watches and the giant fake gold watches and the fucking cubic zirconias in the earlobes and the fresh haircuts and the fucking tight, skin-tight fucking t-shirts with a golden, like, lion on them. Do you know what I mean? Like, it doesn't make any fucking sense.
It's garish. It's the baby I saw in the Gucci sweater.
Yeah, it's like, what kind of life do you live?
I wish I was making 6 G's. I could buy myself a Gucci sweater.
Yeah, well, hey. Chances are is they're probably not, though.
That one apparently was.
Oh, okay, very good. Good for them. I don't know what I'm getting at, and I'm not. Oh, this is an endless conversation for me. I swear to God, I used to love the city. Now I just, honestly, I'm not an outdoorsman. I don't want to go build a log cabin in the middle of the woods and hunt squirrel.
Thoreau.
Yeah, or like just eat like nuts and twigs and berries and shit like that.
Hipster.
But I really, really want to move into the country.
I get it.
Yeah, and like, I just want to be on the rural outskirts of like Ottawa, or wherever. And just have a house that my closest neighbor is like a mile. You know what I mean? So when I wake up, if I don't want to, you know, maybe there's like a little township or a village where I can go to like Joe's Market and pick up a couple of things I need for the day. Maybe there's an LCBO in that market.
Yeah.
Where I never have to go into town again to deal with and see all that shit. And the fucking Audis and the BMWs ripping down Elgin Street at like 70 kilometers an hour in like a 30 zone, cracking their engines. You ever heard that shit?
Yeah.
Like it's like, rum, and their exhaust is like. That whole fucking idea of that just makes me fucking give up on humanity. It's like, it does. It's just like, you know what? You wonder why this world is a big fucking toilet. And we all, you know, and you go on the internet.
It's all the dude bros with their Audis and their aftermarket spoilers.
It's just like, I'm sure they're good people somewhere inside, but their presentation is the worst thing in the world. It's the worst fucking thing in the world.
It makes you angry.
And they don't know it, though. That's the thing.
Just the sight of it.
Because they think it's like, that's the way you have to fucking present yourself to be
respected. Yeah. Dude, I see it every fucking day.
Yeah. And if I hear, so just to have a casual conversation, like a grown-up conversation, adult conversation with someone, and the person I'm talking to says, bro, fucking 12 times in the first, like, 2 minutes we talk, my head's gonna fucking explode. Sorry. Mad. Just a little mad.
Did I tell you the other day,
bro,
a grown-ass man asked me where the pee-pee room was?
Oh, that's kind of funny.
No. It was a grown-ass man asking me where the pee-pee room was. Mm.
Did you say bro after?
He did not. He was this old dude, and he said that, and I was just like, and I pointed, and I was like, oh, it's the door over there, and he was, but pee-pee room.
I had to take a pee-pee.
Grown-ass man!
Yeah, that's the word. Well, maybe he was just trying to be funny, and maybe he went home and regretted that, going, I can't believe I said pee-pee to that cute girl. Do you know what I mean?
I hope he did.
Maybe he did. Maybe he was just trying to be
quaint. Cute.
I don't know. Maybe he's a fucking idiot.
Maybe he's a fucking idiot.
Bro. Anyway, so yeah. I'm no better than anybody else, and I'm not saying like I'm better than anybody else. I just don't want to be around any of it. I just want to go and be like a complete shut in recluse loser. That just sits at home and fucking like whittles like a stick. It sounds fucking so good. It sounds so good.
Yeah, you whittle that.
Yeah.
You whittle that stick.
Anyway. Yeah, I'm coming off a little fucking, I don't know. You just got me on a roll. That's all. I'll probably edit most of it out, but that's fine.
Do you want to play another song?
No, I think we should wrap it up. Yeah, if you want to get a hold of us, and I've been not doing this at the end of the actual episodes lately, but you can check us out on Spotify, Deezer, iTunes. There's a whole, like, anywhere you listen to actually podcasts and stuff or music. We're all on there. We actually are. And if you need to get a hold of us or if you want to get a hold of us, you can talk or email egoandvice@gmail.com. That's ego with an and, A-N-D, ego mm-hmm. and vice. but other than that, that's it. This is episode 73, and we'll be back probably next week because I'm taking Mondays off now.
Yeah.
And we're going to eat some meat sauce.
Yeah.
All right. So take care.
Bye.
You've got a real attitude problem, McFly. You're a slacker.